And here we all are at this, our Mother's Day service. May this day be a good one to all mothers, of body or of spirit. May you know and feel love always, and on this day especially. Indeed, as always, may we all know and feel that we are all loving and loved. Again this year, we are sharing the Guns to Plowshares program this morning. It's an interfaith observance together with Muslim, Jewish, and Christian friend and neighbor congregations across the city and beyond. Our worship this morning has three purposes: to lift up our experiences and urgency and pain around the pressing need for gun control in our state and in our country, to present a firearm that has been transformed to the purpose of creation and life, and to affirm our support as people of faith for the gun control measures that are before our state legislature again, right now, and most especially, the No Guns in Schools Act. As you may remember, clergy who are involved in this project chose this weekend for many reasons, especially because we are mindful of the many children and parents who have been lost to gun violence. And because we know this issue needs our support now as the legislature enters their final weeks in session. We learned last year, which was the first year we began this effort, that Mother's Day was first conceived of by the early feminist Julia Ward Howe in the aftermath of the American Civil War and then the Franco-Prussian War. In 1870, she wrote this passionate appeal to womanhood throughout the world to establish a Mother's Day that would support the establishment of peace. From the bosom, she wrote, of the devastated earth, a voice goes up with our own. It says, disarm. Disarm. The sword of murder is not the balance of justice, and blood does not wipe out dishonor, nor violence indicate possession. Pointing out how often men left the anvil and plow to answer the call of war, she declared it was time for that current to go back, for the laying down of arms, for returning to the anvil where tools are wrought and the plow whereby seeds are sown. So this morning we honor and return to those roots of Mother's Day's origin in promoting nonviolence, in encouraging our people to disarm ourselves of weapons of war, in remembering that everyone is someone else's beloved child or sibling or parent or friend. Love and human lives are precious, and guns are not. With our worship this morning, we call for responsible gun control, and we declare that for us, this is an issue of justice and, yes, of faith. We Unitarian Universalists declare that we believe in the inherent worth and dignity of every human being. And so for us, it is literally an article of faith that the laws of our land must protect human life by instituting safe and responsible gun control, by banning the sale of high-capacity magazines. I keep being amazed I even have to say these things in a church service. By banning the sale of high-capacity magazines, by banning the sale of assault weapons, and most obvious, banning guns in schools. And I also have to say, this is not about a movement to ban the Second Amendment or outlawing all guns or demonizing guns for hunting and sport, along with those who use them. No, in fact, the gun that was transformed into the hand spade that we will be using after this service was donated by a responsible gun owner who wants more and better gun control. And as I said to our legislators when I testified to them a couple of months ago on this issue, we are not willing to live in a weaponized society. The solution to the problem of gun violence cannot be more guns. And the thoughts and prayers of those legislators conveyed in a tweet after each shooting is inadequate and inappropriate. We clergy who walk with our people through the valley of the shadow of death, we are the ones who work with thoughts and prayers. And that is our job. And legislation is their job. At the end of this service, as you depart, you'll find bowls with sunflower seeds being held by attendants at all the doors. This is being offered at all the congregations participating in this action this weekend. We hope you will take a couple with you, find a good place to plant them somewhere at your home as a sign of hope and commitment for a brighter future with gun control established. And if you can, take a couple of minutes immediately following the service to lend your presence. We're going to use our transformed garden tool to plant columbine on our church grounds in memory and sorrow for that attack just about exactly 20 years ago now, and for all those before and since that have blighted this country and our own hearts all these years. It is raining outside today, so that's not an easy thing to do, but I thought, you know what, that's perfect, because that's exactly what this struggle is like. Of course it's raining when we're going to plant columbine. That's what it's like to be working uphill all the time for gun control. It's hard work. It is not easy to do it. The circumstances are inimical, and we show up. So I will be going out there, but I will have somebody holding an umbrella for me. If you brought umbrellas, think about gathering outside after the service, and if you are welcome to head to the parish house for refreshments. There are also going to be opportunities there to learn more about how you can help make gun control happen in this state. Our numbers in this movement are growing, and when we all show up, it makes a huge difference, as well as being a proof of our faith in action.